This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. President-elect Trump and his team continue to work on his transition. Today, special counsel Jack Smith asked the judge overseeing the federal election interference case against Trump to dismiss deadlines to help wind down the cases.
The special counsel's office says the election has created an unprecedented circumstance and that prosecutors need time to, quote, determine the appropriate course going forward. The court filing points to Justice Department policy, which says a sitting president's constitutional role and duties prevent him from being prosecuted. Judge Tanya Chutkan has now given prosecutors until December 2nd to lay out a proposed course for this case going forward.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. 19 House races are still undecided. Heading into the weekend, Republicans already won the majority in the Senate. An investigation is underway into those series of racist texts sent to people across more than a dozen states. Authorities say they still don't know who's behind the texts, but warn that the messages could also contain malware. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Rockwell Automation Incorporated Thursday reported fiscal fourth quarter profit of $239.1 million. The Milwaukee-based company said it had net income of $2.09 per share. Earnings adjusted for non-recurring costs came to $2.47 per share. The results surpassed Wall Street expectations. The average estimate of eight analysts surveyed by Zacks Investment Research was for earnings of $2.40 per share. The industrial equipment and software maker posted revenue of $2.04 billion in the period, which fell short of street forecast. Six analysts surveyed by Zacks expected $2.07 billion. For the year, the company reported profit of $952.5 million, or $8.28 per share. Revenue was reported as $8.26 billion. Rockwell Automation expects full-year earnings in the range of $8.60 to $9.80 per share. Multinational brewer Molson Coors will close the Line and Kugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls. The move will end more than 150 years of brewing in the northwestern Wisconsin city where Liney's was born. Molson Coors will close the Chippewa Falls Brewery and Line and Kugel's 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee effective January 17th, according to a company statement. Molson Coors Chief Supply Chain Officer Brian Earhart said the closures are part of a plan to consolidate operations at the main Milwaukee brewery. More than 50 workers are expected to lose jobs in Chippewa Falls, although as of Wednesday, Molson Coors had yet to file a layoff notice with the State Department of Workforce Development. In the statement, Earhart said the consolidation plan comes after the company finished a large contract brewing agreement. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
UW Women's Volleyball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The UW Women's Volleyball team in Madison at the Fieldhouse against the Iowa Hawkeyes. The Badgers in third place in the Big Ten. College basketball, the Badgers men's team with a 79-67 win over Montana State. Head coach Greg Gard says the Badgers' next game is against the Appalachian State Mountaineers Sunday morning at 11.
Quick turnaround here for App State coming in on Sunday. Another good team. Different than what we've seen maybe for the last couple games, but a little bigger.
NBA, the Bucks with a 123-100 win over the Utah Jazz. Andre Jackson Jr. getting his first start, helping out on defense, Damian Lillard.
I thought he had a great game. Disruptor, energy, that's just the kind of player he is, and I think, you know, they felt his presence out there tonight.
The Bucks' Gary Trent Jr. only playing 8 minutes before dropping out in the first half.
Back spasms, yeah. I saw him running down the floor in the second quarter, and I turned and said, he's not running normal. I saw that.
That's the Bucks' Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 30s tonight. For tomorrow, clouds return, a chance of showers in the late afternoon, and especially by night. A high in the mid-50s, and staying in the mid-50s on Sunday, cloudy with areas of rain. Clearing out for Monday, currently 57 degrees.
The Todd Alba Show.
Brady joining us live via phone.
I tell the guys before every game, and honestly try to do it before every practice, challenge is going to come. This team is not just going to show up and allow us to walk all over them and win. Really what matters is how are we going to respond to that? Man, if you can adapt and use it as a learning opportunity, it's going to set you up to go accomplish darn near anything you want to.
I think there are a lot of people that need to hear that message today.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we'll take a look back at the weekend happenings and talk about Veterans Day 2024. Join us then.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2. News from the Center, WRCE. Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app, this is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And happy Friday. Welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. Phone lines are jammed, but we're going to get to you. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, broadcasting from 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday, joins me. Happy Friday, Earl. We made it, man. We made it. Jess P.S. also on the board and on the horn. We're going to get back to it. We had a caller in the last hour, inspired lots and lots of calls and texts. Just a couple here, if I may. Annie from Watertown laments, arg, both sides do it, not do it. This guy is unique in his vileness. There's no mishandling and no mishandling of the pandemic that would have been such a worldwide economic disaster. Another one calls BS on the caller. They must identify with Trump to be their supporter if they feel like he talked to them. Otherwise, there's no reason to feel mad. Matt from Richland Center, horse crap. John, look up news from the American Federation of Retailers about tariffs. John said he worked in retail, and if prices are a concern, prices are going to go up. Finally, Lee from The Grove. Well, that call spoke volumes to the white male fragility. I've been called a libtard for the past 8 years by family members and other parts of my family. I've been called the N-word since they were born practically. So little name calling is going to get the white male up in arms to vote for Trump, and that's just what it is, and we need to pivot. Also, can you address the inflation versus price gouging? They are not the same. Certainly, Lee, that is true. Also, can you explain to the caller that the product that used to cost $1.25 that's made in China will now cost $2 per Trump's promise to put a 60% tariff on all incoming Chinese goods? This policy will cause the Chinese to what tariffs did to our import, will lower our GDP, will not be able to sell the amount of goods, so on and so forth. You know, Earl, the whole tariff conversation, it seems, as I have some continued conversations, folks, they really maybe didn't quite understand the whole tariff thing, and maybe it's not going to be the boom that they think it was sold to them as.
You know, what I will say to you, Dominic, is people don't understand. Donald Trump believes that, and he's led people to believe that our competition with China is something that is he can fix. And so he constantly talks about China. And what he didn't tell the American people is that our economies are intertwined. Many major corporations that used to be in America are now in China. And so our economies are intertwined. So the things he's talking about doing and to damage China is going to damage. We're joined at the hip, Dominic.
Yeah.
And we have been since the global reality came into existence, you know, 40 years ago, 40 years ago. And so he won't tell the people because, again, he's leading the people to believe our fight is against the Chinese people. And those people are our enemies. No, they're not. Talk to the global bankers, Dominic. talk the economy of the Chinese mirrors ours. We're the two most powerful. And you can't say to, you know, people, what, how many billion Chinese are there?
Yeah, right.
There's only 325 million Americans. We make up 4% of the global population in America. So what makes people think that we can dictate to, we have been able to dictate to the rest of the world in the past, but Dominic, those times have long since passed. China has caught up. India is catching up. Other nations are catching up. I'd say to those who think that Donald Trump is going to be able to stave this off, they need to find out we only make up 4% of the global population. And trading in America alone, Dominic, you can't, it doesn't matter anymore.
Steve from Milwaukee says, the problem with our country is gullibility. Why do so many people willingly believe the unbelievable, trust the untrustable, vote against their best interest, adopt a mob mentality to support a horrible being? Our country has been given to a tyrant, so we shouldn't be surprised to be forced to live under tyranny. Well, that's not going to work for me, Earl. 855-752-4842. Let's get to some of our very patient callers. Thank you, folks. Jeannie from Eau Claire, you are up. Happy, happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Well, happy Friday to you guys. Holy moly, you'd think that they lost the election.
Yeah,
yeah. So don't blame you guys for the vote.
Yeah.
Give me a break. You vote for somebody that you think can do the job. I've never heard you guys call, and I've been listening for many years. You guys let everybody talk, and in fact, sometimes you let them talk too much. But the thing of it is, you never call people Nazis and names and things like that. So that is so ridiculous. I just can't believe it. And all the garbage I got in the rural area, just filthy, rotten stuff about Tammy Baldwin and Harris and, oh, how wonderful Hovde was, who didn't even live in our state. I mean, give me a break. Naughty, naughty boys, quit trying to blame the people for your vote. You did it. You did it.
Right.
So thank you guys. Have a good
Thank you, Jeannie. Absolutely. And I guess that's part of my point, Earl. It's accountability. You folks voted for this guy. And, you know, so lay down your marker. What's the GDP, man? You know, what's personal income today? What's inflation today? Where's the markets at today? Tell me what success looks like. And then let's reevaluate. Because if you think that this guy is going to make your life better, man, I mean, I hope I'm wrong, Earl. Man, I hope I'm wrong. I've been wrong before. I hope I'm wrong in this case. I'm not rooting against this country, but I just don't believe what's being sold to these folks, man.
Dominic, how can you be wrong? It would be different. We're not talking about looking into a crystal ball. There is a record of this man, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we know who he is, and we know what he did as the president. And so for people to say, well, I live better and things are better for me, well, you can say that, but Donald Trump didn't create that reality. It was there before he got there.
He inherited quite an economy from the Obama administration. He rode that wave for a couple of years. COVID hit. It was mismanaged. Everything went in the cellar. And then if Donald Trump would have taken advantage and actually led and like stood up and said, hey, put your mask on, this sucks, but let's just get through it together. He would have been reelected last time. But he was so concerned about his own electoral survival that he poo-pooed the whole thing. He fought against it, fought against his own people, made an ass of himself, talked about injecting bleach, putting light and all that kind of stuff. And then laid down the groundwork of the early voting. That's the fraudulent stuff. The steal, so on and so forth. I mean, and then that brought us up, and he eventually lost. And then now we are today. Apparently, everyone's forgotten and forgiven, and now it's going to be great again under Donald Trump. But I'm not convinced. And I think if you are a Trump supporter, if you're a MAGA supporter, all right, justify the vote. You don't want to talk about it at the bar? Okay, man. You know, come on. If you can't stand up and defend your vote, if you can't stand up and tell me what it is you voted for and what success looks like, and what are you going to do if and when those things do not come to pass? It's about the accountability, in my humble opinion. And spare me the righteous indignation of name-calling. I mean, the guy's an adjudicated rapist. You know what I'm saying, Earl? The guy's an adjudicated rapist. And do you just discount that? So E. Jean Carroll was lying? You know what I'm saying? And then he defames the victim. He continues to do that. This is the kind of person we're talking about. And when you have people, and we had a caller this week who herself was raped, and then CC is going to have to see this guy on the television for the next 4 years and bring that back. Yeah, there is real pain associated with that. So if you're going to hang out with the adjudicated rapist, you know, maybe you might want to distance yourself from that. If you're going to hang out with a guy who says he wants to destroy parts of the Constitution, who is buddy-buddy with Roger Stone, who had his own bodyguards with the Proud Boys, who did 22 years for seditious conspiracy, when his own guy, General Kelly, calls him the definition of a fascist, you know, these are Republicans who actually worked with the former president saying these things.
You know, Dominic, maybe you should tell a little more truth.
Here's the truth. That is Earl. Got Jess P.S. on the board, 855-752-4842. Let's squeeze some more in. Mark from the SAC, you're up. Thanks for your patience, man. What do you got for us?
Thanks, guys. And I'm not going to bore people with the Constitution. The Supreme Court doesn't give a rat's ass about the Constitution.
It's clearly no longer relevant.
No, right. What Constitution? That thing? We don't need that.
I saw it today on the news where down in Texas at some university, some Christian outreach ministry came on there and they're showing signs, displaying signs that women are property, and another offensive sign.
Yeah.
And I can't help but thinking, I just had stepsons that are, and you know, kind of the stepdaughter didn't live with my ex-wife, but that I can't help but wonder what fathers are thinking today. How is their daughter supposed to react when some bro on the high school campus or the junior high school campus says, "Your body, my choice"? And what should be the ramifications? I mean, schools need to, because it's already happening.
Yeah.
Schools institute a policy on that, and in my mind, that should be automatic suspension, if not expulsion, because that is an assault. That is an assault on women, and apparently the Republicans, a lot of these Republicans don't get, you know, I don't want to. Maybe some of them do not think that's the right thing to do, but they just voted for the man in who is a adjudicated rapist, who more than likely raped young girls in the presence of Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
I mean,
and Mark, I guess, you know, maybe we'll never know those things, but listen, I'm not saying you are everything of a person that you voted for, but you're certainly supportive of it. You know, the character does absolutely matter. And if you don't mm-hmm. want to be called names, and if you think that you know, having the stink of Trump on you, and you voted vindictively because your white male fragility drove you to that, you know, I'm sorry. That doesn't seem to be very much about the policies. And I don't know how deporting, you know, 10 million people and imposing a 50% tax on products from China is going to make your life any better. 855-752-4842. Come back with your calls.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
and it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and an answer to the question, how often should I take my car in to get it serviced? As somebody who's worked on cars and knows a little bit about them, I admit that my instincts here are 100% wrong. I always want to say, oh, I'll just know when it's time. I'll feel it. But that's pretty hard to make a plan or a budget around. And my husband has made an honest car owner out of me by scheduling our maintenance on the calendar according to the book that everybody has and nobody reads, the manual in your glove compartment. Yep, even the motorheads over at CarTalk.com. Remember that old Car Talk radio show that was one of my favorites, you know, with Click and Clack, the Tappet Brothers? They say that taking your car in on the schedule dictated by the people who made it is the best way to keep it in shape. So grab that manual. And if you want more tips on saving, head over to workmoney.org. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome to the family.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show right here on the Civic Media Network, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 a.m. joins me. Happy Friday, Earl. Thank you. Jess P.S. is on the board. You folks are on the horn, 855-75-CIVIC. It's a text line as well. Andrew from Maine laments our new buddy John, man, independent John from Milwaukee. Andrew opines, so John would like us to believe he looked at the immigration and economic policies of Trump and Harris, decided they were equal, and decided to vote for Trump because Trump was called a fascist and a liar and a cheat. No one called his supporters this, to my knowledge, says Andrew. A couple more from the text line. Sarah from Green Bay. We need the people who, Sarah from Green Bay writes, the people who voted for Trump need to take ownership for who they voted for. They are now in part responsible for the crap show that will start when he takes office. And I would also say, Earl, you know, our new friend, Independent John from Milwaukee, said he grew up in Madison and had a lot of gay friends. I mean, what do you think is going to happen if the religious right, you know, consolidates their power behind Donald Trump? You think those gay friends are going to be able to continue to enjoy their life and have the same equal marriage freedoms as everybody else?
You know, Dominic, I'm going to dummy up and let your callers and listeners. Yeah. Because again, when I hear people say, well, they don't like being called names, you shouldn't say that to a 70-year-old black man in America.
Right.
You know, about being called names. And you shouldn't say that you're tired of, you don't like being called names if you are an LGBTQ person. Because that's your lot in life. And so when I hear, you know, guys like that call in and say that his feelings are hurt, hey, man, if you only knew.
Yeah, get in line, son.
Yeah.
855-752-4842. Let's get in line behind our callers. Let's see. Don from Milwaukee, you're next. Welcome, Don. What do you got for us?
Not too much, just a little statement here. You guys, I tell you, I give you a lot of credit to put up with the nonsense calls from these mega guys. I don't know how you put up with it. I mean, this guy calls in, and he's complaining about name calling, and he's, well, you know, like this morning on Earl's show, some guy calls up and was complaining about Sandy using the term Mary Dick. And I mean, this is such nonsense. Where are these guys coming from? You know, there used to be a thing like they used to call them like misinformation voters. Now, I suppose they're going to get all upset when I say this. I'm starting to call them ignorant voters. But anyhow, that's all I really got to say. But you guys, and all they're trying, and you know, all they're trying to do is silence your voice. That's all.
Well, that'll never happen, Don. You know, and I don't. Listen, it's one thing if you don't know something, Earl. You know, if you're curious, you can look it up. I'm talking about my buddy about, you know, reflecting on the convictions of seditious conspiracy by some of the folks at the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers during the January 6th insurrection. Didn't know it. Thought I was lying to him. And so it's one thing to not be aware of an issue, but once you're told, and once you independently verify it by whatever sources you need, I would suggest going to the courthouse. You can get the original records there or save yourself some time. And if your Google's not broke, you can find it there. But once you know, Earl, now you know. And if you don't make any changes based on the new information that it comes to light, well, then it's kind of on you.
You know, Dominic, who was the guy who says, you can handle the truth.
Jack Nicholson, right.
People just can't handle the truth, man.
Well, we're going to sit here and dish it out, and we're not going to be quiet. In fact, I'm getting a little bit louder and a little less patient. I mean, I'm totally down with the conversation, folks. We got some mega friends out there. You got your GOP, your Republicans. You want to call in and tell us why and how and light me up. Tell me I'm wrong. I am down. I will have those conversations. It's very good practice. Thanksgiving's coming up soon. 855-752-4842. L.A. Tom, you are going to be next from the leftist coast. Welcome, Tom. Happy Friday. What are your thoughts?
Hey, Donna Carroll. First off, as of today, inflation is at 2.1%.
Mm-hmm.
Unemployment is at 4%. And the GDP is at 3%. So we should really hold on to those numbers.
Oh, yeah.
You know, for a later date. I do believe, you know, callers like John, I think he's being honest because maybe it's his new, you know, maybe he just found the show, which is great. But the thing I don't understand is what is their media diet? Is it Facebook? Is it Twitter?
Yes.
Is it Fox? Is it the commercials that they hear? Because Dems did not say one thing about fascists, never said anything about any of the stuff, even about Donald Trump.
It was Harris did acknowledge when asked if she thought Donald Trump was a fascist, she said yes.
Right, but the reporter asked the question, do you think he's a fascist? She said, like John Kelly said, I think he's fascist to the core. I mean, it wasn't something where she, again, as much spewing stuff as Trump does, it shouldn't be a case. But the thing is, look, we want to all get along. That's really what we want.
Do we,
right,
though? Man? I mean, Tom, I'm down. I love the love, Tom. I love to get along. I love the party, man. I love that. But I'm not clear that that's the case. I'm not clear that the religious right give a damn about LGBTQ people. I'm not clear that some folks give a damn about black and brown people, Tom.
Well, this is what I'm saying, though, Dom. I'm saying that I really hope that John sees that he is being a victim. And I'm not putting you down, John. I just hope that you see that you're being a victim of divide and conquer. We've all got to get in this thing together. And I hope, John, that the Trump voters, you know, are correct and that he doesn't do what he says he's going to do, even though he's repeated it over and over again.
Yeah, well, Tom, I mean, he said Mexico, he's going to build the wall and Mexico's going to pay for it. So sometimes those bold promises don't come to fruition. We shall see. At least the good news is, Earl, we have the Republicans' own ineptness and infighting that will hopefully delay some of the drama that's certainly to come. Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. That is Earl Ingram. Just PS on the board, you on the phones, 855-752-4842.
News from the Center, WRCE.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 FM News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. In a significant move ahead of the upcoming Veterans Day holiday, Grant County has announced its participation in Operation Greenlight for Veterans. This initiative, a nationwide effort uniting counties to support military veterans, will see as many county buildings as possible illuminated in green from now until Monday. The aim is to raise awareness about the unique challenges many veterans face and the resources available at the county, state, and federal levels to assist veterans and their families. Now in its third year, Operation Greenlight is a testament to the power of unity. Spearheaded by National Association of Counties and the National Association of County Veteran Service Officers, it builds upon successful efforts by the New York State Association of Counties and the New York State County Veteran Service Officers Association in 2021. In 2023, over 300 counties participated in Operation Greenlight, demonstrating the collective commitment to supporting veterans. In addition to lighting county buildings, residents, businesses, and other organizations are invited to play a crucial role in this initiative. You can show your support by simply changing one light bulb inside or outside your home to a green bulb. The green light is a symbol of hope and renewal. By lighting it, you are sending a powerful message of support to veterans. Your participation is a symbolic gesture and a tangible way to let veterans know they are seen, appreciated, and supported. Together, we can open up conversations about veterans' needs and the services that support veteran communities. Counties and residents across the country are sharing their participation on social media using the hashtag Operation Greenlight. You are encouraged to join the conversation and share your support for our veterans. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. After signing a multi-picture deal with Lionsgate, Taylor Sheridan is turning out TV shows at an alarming rate, such as Tulsa King, Yellowstone, The Mayor of Kingstown, 1883, 1923, and Lioness. Lioness in particular just became the fourth biggest premiere on Paramount+. The show found its way into 3 million homes in the first 7 days of its release a couple weeks ago. The show stars Zoe Saldana, Nicole Kidman, Morgan Freeman, and Michael Kelly, and is supposedly based on the CIA's actual Lioness program. If you like high-powered weaponry, military jargon, and lots of gunfire, this is the show for you. Warner Brothers Discovery is reporting that its streaming or direct-to-consumer service is booming as its theatrical business declines. The studio says it's gained over 7 million subscribers in the third quarter alone for this year, according to Screen Daily. This is the biggest gain ever for subscribers that has been reported since the launch of Max in 2020. Everyone is chasing Netflix. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy and a low in the low 30s tonight. For tomorrow, clouds return, a chance of showers in the late afternoon and especially by night. A high in the mid-50s and staying in the mid-50s on Sunday, cloudy with areas of rain. Clearing out for Monday, currently 54 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we continue looking for California guy Eric Hovde, and we'll hear from Mr. Global Matt Randolph, oil and gas expert. He's fantastic. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You want to-
street when out the corner of my eye I saw a pretty little thing approaching me. She said, I never seen a man who looks so all alone. Could you use a little company?
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Happy Friday to us all. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Earl Ingram, host of the Earl Ingram Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 8 to 10 a.m. Sticking around for some extra work on a Friday. Appreciate you joining me, Earl. Always good to talk to you. Just PS on the board, you on the phones, 855-75-CIVIC. A couple of the texters out there as well. The Democrats, according to John in West Bend, the Democrats did not do a good enough job counteracting the doom and gloom economy the Republicans kept harping on. So what else we got out here? Lots of money for negative ads really gaslit the megas, says Steve from Milwaukee. Midas effort in normalizing P.T. Barnum sexism and racism, the whole conversation about the economy is to hide behind those real reasons. The USA economy was better than all the first world countries. People don't realize the corporations decide the prices. They made record profit margins. Yeah, man, and the market is doing very well today. Earl, lots of finger pointing as to where the Dems went wrong. From Joe Biden staying in too long to not focusing on working class priorities to, I don't know, what's your Monday morning quarterback assessment as to where this went down and went wrong? Was it simply a matter of turnout? Was it suppression? Folks not getting the message out, different sleeves of information, relying on TikTok and podcasts versus more traditional means, the New York Times, the Washington Post, your local newspaper, or the consolidation in the media industry itself, Earl. I mean, come on, look, the Washington Post didn't go out and endorse this year, nor did the LA Times, both owned by billionaires. And of course, then Elon Musk buys Twitter, and now all of a sudden you have all these traditional with regards to the Post and the LA Times and new media being controlled by billionaires.
You know, Dominic, a cacophony of things. You just ran all those things down, all of those things. And clearly the fact that, you know, my generation is dying out. Baby boomers have been at the apex of things and kind of controlling things for a long time.
Yeah, I blame the boomers, Earl.
Come on. In this instance, you know, boomers, you know, where our numbers are a smaller Generation X is in a position now. This is their world. It's not ours anymore. So they've chosen to support a man who is certainly not going to be in the best interest of themselves. The Democrats, on the other hand, I hate to say this, Dominic, but I'm sorry. Nancy Pelosi, Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, that's my world. That's my generation.
You know, Earl, I'm sorry, finish your thought.
No, and so what I'm saying is the Democratic Party has to accept the fact that it's a different world. It's not our world anymore, man. Younger people need to be in those positions because, you know, this is not the Cold War anymore, Dominic. The Democrats have to come to that realization. And I'm sorry, I love all those people I just mentioned, but Dominic, it's time for fresh ideas, young people, younger people whose futures are at stake, and the Democratic Party. This is the time that they need to take a long, hard look at that. Joe Biden, for heaven's sake, God bless him. People in their 80s, look. I'm 70 and 80 years old to me. I'm just saying, man.
Yeah.
It's time for the Democrats to start bringing in the Buttigieg's and those people, bright young people, and let's fly and ride with them. You know, they're brilliant. That's what the Democratic Party needs to do, and to move on from the, you know, from World War II, man, from the Vietnam War.
And not to say, and I'm a Bernie fan, but Bernie's up there, and the folks you mentioned, just from an age perspective. Well, it's not just the age or even the messaging. It's the clinging to the power, Earl. And I think a couple of things that really have struck me as I look back on this, and I love me some Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but she hung on too long.
Too long.
And same thing with Joe Biden. He hung on. He never should have ran for that second term. And again, what can you do? It's ultimately those, it's their decision to make. And eventually, you know, Joe Biden got some credit for passing the sunglasses to Kamala Harris, but it was a little too little, a little too late. If there's any lesson to be learned, perhaps it is that, you know, when it gets a little stale, maybe it's time to pass that power on and let some other folks run with it. I agree with you.
You know,
saying.
The Democratic Party, and has for a long time said it's Hillary's turn. It's Joe Biden's turn. No, man. That's not, that is an old way of thinking, Dominic. And we're in a new reality. The world is completely different than it was even when I was your age, Dominic. It's changed tremendously in the difference in your and my age in a generation. And so bright guys like you and people in your generation, man, it's your turn. The Democratic Party needs to come to that realization, man. You know, I'm one of those people who knows, I'm talking on the radio. Is it time for me to get kicked to the curb?
Oh, hell no, man.
But I'm not running to control the world. It's a big difference.
855-752-4842. Always love Earl's perspective. Love your perspective as well. Let's get going back on the lines. Let's see. We got Joe from Madison. Hey, Joe. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
What I got for you is for Earl and for John. I think the Democratic Party did shift. They had Kamala Harris, and what I saw was a brilliant, vivacious person with a huge background in governance and understanding the law. And her opportunity economy, my God, John of Waukesha, take a listen to this. $6,000 tax credit for a newborn, $25,000 tax credit to help you buy a house, $50,000 tax credit to help you start a business. That's gone. Instead, you have Mr. Trump. You think that both these economies are the same, that they both give you the same economic picture. Trump offers tariffs that economists predict will cost Americans on average $4,000. So one candidate offered you tax credits for various items of $81,000, and the other is going to cost you on average $4,000. John, they're not the same. You got to listen. You got to do the homework. And I would suggest returning again to this radio station to help give you that information so you don't make that same mistake. What we are walking into economically is going to be a disaster. This guy is going to give it away. His pals are Putin, and they are not you. And I just, you have an opportunity to learn here, John. Take it. There's a lot of great, great knowledge here. And those two tax plans, those two economies are not the same. And you know that. And so what's behind the vote? Why do I think that Kamala Harris didn't make it? It's not because of her. There's one reason why Kamala didn't make it. Sexism. Okay? This world is going to elect a slime mold before they will elect a woman. And that's where we are. If you had the same package and it was named Carl Harris, it would have been elected. So that's my two cents. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Joe. Appreciate your perspective. It's hard to not think that at least there was some influence of that in this case, Earl. But I saw the female or the gender gap, and I was actually feeling pretty positive going into the election, Earl. How much do you think the racism and sexism, you know, plays into this?
Dominic, I did a show 2 weeks ago celebrating and saying that women were going to be the bulwark. Women were going to be the ones who were going to prevent this from happening. And then when you look at what transpired, many women, especially white women, voted for Donald Trump. And so I just could not understand that. Abortion, which we thought was also going to be, the thing that was going to make sure that Donald Trump didn't win.
Yeah, a driver in this election, sure.
Yeah, people are beyond that.
Well,
I mean, I'm not saying they're beyond it, but I'm saying it is not, again, the number one issue.
Well, seven or eight of the 9 or 10, I mean, the majority of the states that had it on their ballot voted for abortion rights. But those same folks, if you look at the math, must have also voted for Donald Trump, at least a big chunk of them. Otherwise, so it was an issue. It was just not a Republican/Democratic issue. And it's hard to kind of parse that. But that's seemingly what the data indicates. 855-752-4842. Steve from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Steve. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I'm Earl's age, and I agree with him about us boomers. It's our time has passed. But I also think that Trump used the language of the 60s, because I'm from Milwaukee originally, that really damaged people in their views. I mean, I just love Earl. He's just honest and straight, and that's all I got to say.
All right, Steve. Appreciate your input. Earl, you remember the civil rights days too, man. Do you sense a lot of that same language and attitude and vibe in this election cycle as you did perhaps back then when you started paying attention as a young man?
You know, Dominic, some of the things that were said by Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, in his rallies, people I would say to them who didn't get a chance to see his rallies or hear some of the rhetoric. You've been to Donald Trump's rallies. I had the chance to go. And even at the Republican convention here in Milwaukee, you got to see and hear things that you didn't get to see on television that was printed anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, when I hear people say, well, this is why we supported him, there's some other reasons why people supported him that they aren't so willing to talk about publicly, Dominic.
Yeah.
Sexism is still alive and well in America. So is racism. These are sins of this nation that I don't know if they'll ever be healed. But you don't need a guy who comes out and says it in the public. It used to be people who felt that way would keep it to themselves, but for heaven's sakes, this guy is bold enough to come out and bring it out and say it's okay to be a racist. Okay, it's okay to be sexist. People used to hide that stuff, Dominic, because that's nothing to be proud of, right? I mean, to look at people and not judge them by who they are. And I never thought we had gotten past it, Dominic, but I did think we had gotten to a point, and I don't know if we'll ever get past it, but I did think we had gotten past the point where people would say those things out in broad daylight.
Yeah. Poisoning the blood of the country. America is for Americans only. And we could go down and down the list. And these things were said in a very fascist past. Folks, this is the Dom Salvi Show. That's Earl Ingram. Jess P.S. is on the board. We got one last segment. We're going to get through your calls, 855-752-4842. Stick around. More coming around. Flipped it over to the news, and what I saw I almost couldn't comprehend. I saw a preacher man in cuffs, he taking money from the church. He stuffed his bank account with righteous dollar bills. But even still, I can't say much because I know we're all the same. Oh yes, we all seek out to satisfy those thrills. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold.
This is News from the Setter, WRCE. If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Eye-Survey is proven to slow GA progression.
Eye-Survey gets GA going slower.
Eye-Survey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eye-Survey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eye-Survey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eye-Survey today.
Eye-Survey gets GA going slower.
Visit Eye-Survey.com. That's Eye-Survey.com.
The Todd Alba Show.
If you haven't tried mindfulness techniques before, the idea is to take a minute, focus on the present, not the past, not the future. Be here now. You can do it in your car.
Please, not while you're driving.
I would say preferably not driving. Just take a moment and close your eyes and just breathe. Focus like on the breath coming into your body and out.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show. Last segment of the day. If you have something to say, hit us up right now. 855-752-4842. Earl Ingram Jr. with me as well. Jess P.S. Last segment. A lot of people lined up on the horn. Let's get to them. Cindy from Appleton, thank you for your patience. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Well, Mark kind of stole my thunder earlier, and since we're getting to the end of the show, let me just leave you with this thought. The definition of insanity is listening to the same lies and BS over and over and over again and expecting different results.
I expect the exact same result as last time. Well, hopefully not a worldwide pandemic that will be mismanaged. Thank you for your patience, Cindy. Thank you for listening. 855-752-4842. Jake from the MKE. Hey, Jake, welcome. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm just thinking that, you know, you heard California was starting to get ready for the Trump administration.
Yeah, defensive posturing, perhaps.
Yeah, and this is what I'm telling everybody who's not a Trump Nazi, at least right now. Maybe it'll change after they comfort your friends or family. But, you know, you should start thinking about it because they're going to come in. Because last time, Trump didn't have a structure or anything. He's an idiot, right?
Mm-hmm.
This time they have Project 2025,
mm-hmm.
all the neo-Nazis, they have the Christian right neo-Nazis. I mean, they are a Nazi party. People should stop calling Republicans. They're the Nazi American party right now. Okay? And they're going to come after you. They're going to come after Civic Media because they're going to put an FCC person in there and he's going to shut you down.
Well, I welcome their hatred, Jake. Thanks for the call, man. Got to keep going. A lot of people have something to say. Doogie from Chi-Town. Hey, Doogie, welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Dom. So, hey, Earl. Hello. Well, you know, no one listened to me. I've been analyzing this for years. I've been in this mix for years. Everybody dismissed me that no one will vote for a woman for president. And now you even have these extremists going on. Ha ha, biatches. We're not, you're never going to run the empire. Okay, you know, I got a lot more to say, but we're running out of time. I want to call in when we have more time. But I don't know where we go from this, because the court is going to be rigged against us. Empires fall every 250 years, and we're at 248. And history repeats itself every 80 years. We are at 1930.
Sounds really bad when you put it like that, Doogie. Thanks for the call, but we will continue fighting. Wisco, Paul, you're up. Happy Friday, Wisco. What do you got?
Hey, hi, Dom and Earl. You know, I have to agree with Joe. A lot of people have a hard time pulling the lever for a woman. Otherwise, she would have been elected. Like Earl, I'm a retired union guy, and the flyers I got from them, they compared Trump's 4 years, Biden's 4 years. He wins hand down. I also agree with you, Dom. Biden should have stepped aside earlier, and we should have had a primary and then picked the person to run. Not that Kamala was bad, but that's the way it should have been done. But Biden hung on. But let's look forward.
Yes.
In the spring, and we need to start talking about this. This state, look what happened to the legislative branch of this state. It almost flipped. We got a Supreme Court election coming, and we need to focus on that. And we don't want Walker's handmaiden in there.
No, Paula, we do not. Hey, thank you so much. Want to get a couple more in here while we can. Janet from La Crosse. Welcome, Janet. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, I worked in the federal government during the last Trump administration. I was with the National Park Service. They've already started 2025. They were undermining the national park system. They would really like to be able to get at some of the resources there. And we were under a gag rule. Every federal agency was not to speak about climate change. A gag rule.
Yeah.
So, and the post office is going under. It started a long time ago, and we need to really stand up and figure out how to move this country forward.
Thank you for your thoughts, Janet. Earl Ingram Jr., host of the Earl Ingram Show, 8 to 10 a.m. We've got the last couple of minutes here, Earl. Any final thoughts for our fair audience before we hit the weekend and do it all over again on Monday?
You, first off, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Always, man.
It's always a pleasure. You and I are so much alike. I will say this, man. I was full. I'm full. I've been full since this thing started, because my worst fears come to fruition. And now all you can do is, you know, people made this decision and everybody's got to suffer the pain. So, you know, we're blessed, we're fortunate to have civic media and the outlets to give people at least an opportunity to vent. That wasn't here so long ago, Dominic.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we're further down the road because of civic media and having this platform. There used to be, when there was no platform, and so we'd have to stew in it. But you know, we don't have that problem. And I want to thank all of those people who listen to us and continue to do that.
Yeah, thank you, Earl Ingram Jr. Folks, again, you can find his show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network at 8 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday. You can download the Civic Media app. Take us with you everywhere you go. Thank you, Jess, for your work this week. It was a hell of a week. Had a lot of hugs this week, folks, but I tell you, I am resolved. I don't know. I think I thrive in the underdog position. We will defend our friends, our family, our loved ones. We will always stand up for what we believe is right. Character matters. I can't believe I got to say that. Folks, thank you so much for listening. We appreciate every single one of you. Thank you, all the hardworking folks at Civic Media as well. Listen, have a good weekend. Get out, get some drinks, get some food, hug your friends and your family, and we're going to get back to work on Monday. Have a great weekend.
News from the Center, WRCE. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we explore the career of the great John Candy. And it's a bar band Friday night, so our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr, drops by with new music and fun conversation.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Earl Ingram.
Don from Milwaukee.
I enjoy your show right now at a time like this. You are great therapy for me. I don't know what I'd do without you guys.
We enjoy you as well. That's the importance of civic media and this platform. And Sandy and I take this seriously. We're going to continue to do whatever it is we can to make sure that people like you continue to get your voices heard.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the civic media network. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.